I think we have Mark on the phone, do we?
Yes. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. Having a little cup of coffee. And I'm on another part of the prison on the public phone, so hopefully it'll be quieter.
Well, I just spent about 3 or 4 minutes giving the people the background, our reference back to our December conversation in which you spent about an hour talking about what you have gone through. And I want to just kind of briefly go back and tell the folks that this began, the really negative stuff began, when a federal grand jury in Miami indicted you and your three sons, Jonathan, Jordan, and Joseph, with fraudulently marking and selling, and we know what it is, and I'm going to let you get into that. But ever since then, you have been fighting to be able to get yourself vindicated in a court of law, and the U.S. legal process has just come up against you and your sons, and you still haven't been able to get anything done there. Tell us briefly, I know we've got noise in the background, and I understand that. Tell us briefly, give us a synopsis of what's happened in the last year and a half that has you still in Bogota, Colombia, in prison, and your sons in Miami.
Okay, yeah, sure. It happened in the beginning of 2020, let's just say January. I had my own podcast called the G2 Voice Broadcast of our church, the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing, something that we set up for all mankind. It would be no religion involved as far as tied to any religion, yet we're spiritual people, everyone is, but we didn't want to exclusively make it for just people that agreed with us spiritually. We wanted it to be like a hospital where anyone could learn how to take care of their own health. Okay, so the beginning of January, you know, we started hearing it from Wuhan that people were dying from this new virus that was popping up, and we had people writing us and telling us they had this flu in different parts of the world, because our ministry is worldwide in 145 countries where we have people trained, and we got testimonies coming in. So obviously on my broadcast I would be mentioning, okay, this week we got 10 testimonies of you know, diabetes is cured, cancer, autism, malaria, and here's two for this new flu called the coronavirus. And every week it had more and more. So when it came to April, the corona task team from the White House was set up, Fauci and some others, basically sent out letters to anyone that was claiming, with or without evidence, just anyone's claiming that the coronavirus was going to be cured naturally without any type of medical or pharmaceutical drugs. And well, I got a letter to cease and desist from the FDA based upon a cosmetic code that says we cannot say that anything cures people, basically. It's a fraud. And so they told me to cease and desist. And 700 other people got this letter. We're the only ones that said, no, we're not going to listen to you, because the First Amendment gives us the right to believe what we want as long as it's not hurting anyone, and practice that belief and with religious freedom, and have the freedom of speech also, freedom of the press. I'll tell you in a little bit, they took my books and everything. So where's the freedom of speech there? Anyways, we said the judge, they sent us the first preliminary, temporary, that's what it was, injunction, we never showed up to court. We said, you know, they have no jurisdiction over us. Why would we show up? Because the FDA is telling us to stop something that the church has been doing for 16 years worldwide, with testimonies, clinical studies, documentaries, affidavits, under penalty of perjury. Why would I go to sit in front of a judge that is basically just set up the
and we've got a little broken signal here. Let's pause just a second. Remember, folks, he's calling from Bogota, Colombia, from jail, and telephone signal is not that wonderful. Not that many people care about it. Basically, what he was telling us was he and his family and a group of other people around the world had been doing this for 16 years. 16 years. Now, here at TNN Live, we've reported on numerous doctors from around the world, famous doctors that have great reputations, never been in trouble, massive controlled testing on COVID-19 patients using natural elements have been reaping tremendous success. And we said that throughout this quote-unquote pandemic. And what Mark was just telling us is that 700 people from the FDA, 700 people that were treating people around the United States with a whole lot of medications that are not pharmacal medications were by our government told to stop talking about their abilities, cease and desist. The phone, we broke up. Are you there, Mark? Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, got you now. Take it from there. Keep going where
okay.
You were.
So, well, the FDA basically is telling us to shut up. And we said, no, we're not going to do it. And everyone else basically said, okay, we'll stop saying this. But why would I stop when I have evidence that, and I have clinical studies, and I have people, not rats, that you can talk to that said I had this illness, did this with chlorine dioxide, and this is the result. That's real science, Dan. The definition of science is observation and repeatability. And we've been doing that basically all over the world for 16 years in multiple continents, all different cultures, all different races, and getting the same results. That's a worldwide clinical study, okay? And we were taken off YouTube. We had 3 million views on our testimony sites. We had 4 other channels shut down. All my Facebook shut down. And this is before they even sent us that letter. Okay, so let me go on. We didn't go to the preliminary temporary injunction trial, so they put a permanent one on us. We didn't show up for that. We were always at home. My sons were at the home church. We call the house church in Bradenton, Florida. Always there. Whenever they brought a claim or complaint or whatever, they always said, we're not going to type it. We're not going to sign it. We don't agree, but we're here. And we never ran. I was on the radio every week. And so July comes along, and there's a very coordinated raid on the house church in Bradenton, Florida. ABC helicopters there, ABC cameras, the sheriffs were there, the U.S. Marshals were there, the FDA, the Department of Justice representatives. They had some hazmat people there, which they didn't need because nothing we're doing is dangerous. Everything, like you said, natural elements on the periodical timetable that God created. We're using salt, we're using hydrochloric acid that's in your stomach, and we're using chlorine, which is in your blood, Dan. People forget that. Not Clorox, chlorine, but chlorine naturally found is an element also.
Hold on just a second. I want to point something to the people. You remember when the White House attack team is what they were for COVID-19. You remember one day President Trump stood in that meeting and he said, there are lots of natural things out there having great success. And he used the term Clorox accidentally because he was talking.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Did he say chlorine?
He said disinfectant.
I got you.
No, he said disinfectant.
Well, the left media went off with that and they began to just excoriate anybody and anything about it. He was referencing what Mark is talking about now, a process that had been working very successfully for many years. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, and he was talking about, I had just got a book to the White House to someone that knew him, and the product, we call them our sacramental products, because it cleanses our temple, our body, and to use the word disinfecting, that just means you're killing an infection. You're disinfecting something, or detoxing, taking toxins away that are causing infection. And that's all this does. That's all the disinfectants do. I mean, where's all this alcohol that everybody washes their hands with? That's a disinfectant. They use chlorine dioxide that we make since 1814. 208 years it's been around. And it was invented by a guy named Sir Humphrey Davies. And it's been used all over the world to purify water and people that drink it after they purify. It's used in hospitals. It's used in gymnasiums. It's used against the anthrax attack. They sprayed the whole building with chlorine dioxide, killed all the anthrax. At the Katrina hurricane, they used it on the black mold on the houses.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark. I owned an arena football team in New Orleans, the New Orleans Voodoo. Every month, every team in the Arena Football League was required to disinfect their fields by spraying chlorine dioxide on the field.
So there you go. It's been using, it has over 30,000 patents. It has studies that are done with rats stronger than what we're doing, and the rats got stronger and better and thrived. When they did it among men, all the men had, I was going to say in Spanish, they had not one physiological evidence of any damage, and they got better and stronger. Now we've done a study exclusively with the COVID virus, so-called COVID virus, and it's been approved in Bolivia. The government goes around house to house and gives it out. I have Bolivians here in jail with me. They confirmed it to me. And now over 8,000 doctors in 30 countries are using it. So there's not a shred of evidence that the FDA could come up with to say that we have hurt one person. Where's the injured party? Because there's none. They have no evidence. What they've done, Dan, it's a political move because we could have stopped the pandemic in its tracks. So they made a political move, shut these guys down. They're getting too big. Everywhere I went in the world, 20 countries and 63 seminars, a week before, the local newspapers, the local news stations were saying, this cult is coming to your area, telling you to drink bleach, and da-da-da-da-da, trying to discredit us and, you know, give us a black eye or something. And that was going on for the last 10 years, Dan. So this isn't new against us. You know, some people say they're the most censored site on earth. We literally are. They shut down. I put something up, within a week they'd shut it down. I put something else up, a week they'd shut it down. So Google censored us. PayPal censored us, ClickBank censored us, even GoDaddy took away our domains. they took away many of our domains, trying to silence us for the last 10 years, really the last 12 years. But we just kept plugging along and asking the Lord, which to me is more important than anything physically. We talk it spiritually. We trust the Lord. He told us to do it. And so as the early church healed people and then preached the gospel to them because they got their confidence, told them they really cared about them, they gave them the gospel. We're doing the same thing with natural things that God created. And just like, let me just say, lemons, okay, they bleach. So that doesn't mean a lemon's bad.
Did we lose him? I think we lost him. If we did, he'll call back in just a moment. It shows that he's still connected. But we're not getting him. Until we do, let me just point you to something. There was an amazing documentary that was created. He didn't do it. It was created by a guy that is in media who went from the question point and wanted to find out what the heck was going on. I wonder if he got cut off purposely. Wow. He'll call back. But this documentary is titled The Universal Antidote. The Universal Antidote. And, are you there, Mark? He'll call back in just a minute. Anyway, you can get that. If you can't get it on Google, The Universal Antidote, you can get it on our website. You need to go back, go to truthnewsnet.org and go into the calendar of dates and go back to December the 13th. I started to say 11th. December 13th. And not only is the link to this movie, The Universal Antidote, there, there's a list of other sources that you can go to. Mark has written multiple books. And I want everybody, after you watch The Universal Antidote, I want you to find out about chlorine dioxide. And how do you do that? You can investigate. You can find out about it. Do you know that every hospital in the United States uses it? Here he's calling. He's calling back. Let's get him back here. Are you there, buddy?
Dan. And,
yeah. Yeah, we got you
now. Yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
Isn't it funny how I mentioned about getting censured, knocked off, and my phone shuts off?
I mean, instantly, it just clicked off. It wasn't like you had bad interference or something. It just, boom, it went blank.
Yeah, they're recording everything I'm saying, which I want them to.
Yeah.
You know, people would say, be careful what you say. No, I want them to hear what's going on, the whole truth and nothing but the truth about this, and let the people of the world be our jury and God be our judge.
Well, let me just tell you this one thing I just glanced over. We have 1,300,000 people listening right now. So during the break, I told them about the Universal Antidote. And I told him how to get it. If it's not still at YouTube, we've got it on our website, and I told him how to get here. And I told him that, including on our webpage that chronicles the conversation you and I had back on December the 13th, all of the links to your books. Tell us about your books.
Okay, in 2016, after 6 years of starting the church, we had been all over the world, in 145 countries, with people trained up. We didn't go to all those countries. And God really basically burdened me, tell the story. Tell people what's going on. Tell them what you've learned about using this and about the pharmaceutical attacks on us and how the body works. And throw testimonies in there. I've got 40 videos that we had to put on Brighteon.com. Because when Mike Adams got thrown off YouTube, he's a friend of ours. I saw that. He set up his own basically platform called brightdeon.com, and I put all our videos there. There's 40 videos, 2 hours long, of my broadcast covering like diabetes. Here's 10 testimonies of people killed, what they did. Now I want to show you what to do. And I did that for 40 different illnesses that we deal with. AIDS, you know, autism, cancers, whatever. Plus, I have a chapter just about cancer with over 60 testimonies, videos, some of them, and also how the body works, how to cleanse the liver, how, what chlorine dioxide protocols you need to take, how to start it, all in my first volume. The second and third volume is what we did around the world since 2006 till the 2020. And everybody that's reading it, it's like having a book that you can have reference, a lot of links that you can learn about. For instance, the germ theory, pasteurization, how those things are wrong, and why it's destroying milk, why the vaccinations have never worked in history, and what they're doing to the bodies, to the kids especially. And I get into a bunch of stuff. And then the last chapter, I have a clear cut in each one of my books, presentation of the Word of God, the Messiah, what God did to bring us to Him. Not anything we could do, but what Christ did on the cross 2,000 years ago as the Messiah. And that's my passion for everything we're doing, Dan. So you have the books there. You have a donation site, because there's 5 families now that are without fathers and without providers. And we've had 4 babies born that we've not seen. And it's been 21 months now. They've pushed our trial up and till September, because they're waiting for me. Now, let me back up a little bit. After my sons were kidnapped, they were putting it in a jail without any bail. Now, isn't a judge supposed to ask the U.S. attorney, hey, there's no bail, but you have any evidence why? You have any evidence why there should be no bail? They're a danger to society. Okay? Isn't the judge supposed to ask, what's the danger?
Sure.
No, they didn't. They just said, oh, okay, they're a danger to society. Or, judge, they might be a flight risk. Is there any evidence that they've run? They've been standing in your face the whole time, with threatening to go to jail, but they're still there. They're not running anywhere. But the judge is complicit, and the magistrates, and all the 5 judges down the line till present day, they've never asked for evidence that we defrauded. How do we defraud? We say we're doing something, and you're saying we're not, but we have evidence that we are doing what we say, and you have no evidence to prove that we're not. I mean, so it's just logically abuse. It's just abuse. And the First Amendment rights, the whole Bill of Rights, we're guaranteed a speedy trial. I want a trial by jury. I want to stand before 12 people, peers of mine, that I've helped pick. Listen, I want to show them the documentaries. Now, we also did a documentary in 2016, same time I wrote my book, and that's where the Universal Antidote came out of. Because Jeff called me and says, hey, you convinced me. I can't believe what I've just seen. I want to do a documentary as a 30-year-old ICU technician and make it more technical. I wasn't trying to make it technical. I was trying to make it with personal testimonies, before and after pictures. So he wanted to make it more clinical. He did a wonderful job. I think it's in almost 20 languages now. I was just in 12 languages. They took it off. They took away our website. It was called quantumleap.is. I had to go to Iceland because anything.com.org was being taken away from us. And so now it's on Brighteon. You could go to Brighteon and look up the Genesis 2 Church documentary. And it comes up. G. Edward Griffin great guy. I read his books about cancer a long time ago and about the Federal Reserve System. He found our video and republished it on Rumble. And I can even provide, I think I might even send you those links too. If not, I can get them to you.
Yes, we have them, the Rumble shows, the videos. We have those on our website. During that break when we got disconnected, I told everybody we took them right to where they can get all of these, including the Universal Antidote, all of the links to the books that are up so far, and of course the stuff at Rumble. We have that already on the website. What we'll do, this is on the page back on December 11th, the story that we published that day. We're going to put up tomorrow, it will go live. It'll be refresh story about this entire thing. It will include a story about what happened in Bolivia. The government of Bolivia has been pushing all of this out for over a year, and it's been very successful at treating COVID-19. So all of that will be in this new story. But let me ask you this, Mark. How is your family? How are they living? Okay. How are they surviving?
Well, I was been a missionary for 44 years.
Yes.
And my kids grew up in Africa, Dominican Republic, Haiti, as missionary kids. And we've seen God do amazing things in the ministry, and the kids have a lot of faith. And they're all believers. Their children are being raised in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So we look at this almost like a Joseph scenario. You know, he was locked up for nothing. Yet even in jail, he had a testimony. And let me tell you, my sons 2 nights ago told me they opened the chapel and it was packed with 40 people, no standing room only, just preaching in Spanish. And then 10 to 15 English on the English service every day. So they're continuing on. They're on the front lines because this is a spiritual battle, Dan. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we're dealing against that, and I know that we have peace. But I just don't get to tell you that. My whole family has peace. Now, it's tough on the kids, the wives. This is why that donation site is so important, because that goes directly to them, that they rent food. And you know what? For 20 months, almost to the penny, every month, God gives us enough money. We've only had that up for a year. Gives us enough money to pay for everybody and take care of us. So he's preparing a table in the presence of our enemies for us.
So you're talking about the GiveSendGo.com site, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's on our webpage that's up there now, but it will go to the front story of today's show. We'll do a special edition, have all of these links, and actually have the Universal Antidote movie link. We'll have that on there tomorrow for everybody to get to. We're going to give. TNN Live is going to give, and we're going to make a commitment to give every month, and we're going to believe that the end game for this is total freedom and for the exposure of all of those that have been in this bureaucratic, crazy lockdown, stealing all of our liberties. They're going to be exposed, and this is going to be just one part of it. We are going to make the truth be known. Now, I asked you as a pastor when we talked earlier, not on the show live today, but yesterday or earlier, I asked you if you had been keeping up with what's going on in Europe between Ukraine and Russia, and you said yes, you had, and that you wanted to speak to it. Tell us where you are in processing what's going on in Europe.
Okay, no, that's a great question, and I'm glad you asked me, because this is what is really important. I'm writing 2 other books right now. One's called The Plan of God for the Ages, and the other one is The Government of God, A King and His Kingdom. Okay. When we talk about the Ukraine, Russia, we talk about prophecy, okay? These are just sidetracks. Israel is the timepiece of God. And it says in 1 Peter 1:20, that it was foreordained before the foundation of the world that the plan of God would be fulfilled in Christ. And see, that's the prophecy that's really important. The book I'm writing right now, A King and His Kingdom. In the beginning, there was God and His Kingdom. In the end, there's going to be God and His Kingdom. We're in this transitional period, I believe it's no more than 6,000 or 7,000 years at most. And we're in this transitional period before the end is going to come. Eternity is going to start in Revelation 21 and 22. So Ukraine is just one of these things, wars and rumors of wars. But what is really happening, okay, is, and this is how it all ties together, why they're trying to silence us. This pandemic has brought out a lot of good truth. What kind of truths? Well, the FDA approves whatever the big pharma wants them to approve. COVID is being found out as a scam to control the world and maybe even depopulate the world. For 2017, 160 nations in the UN wanted to, I made a deal, a contract, to depopulate the world to 800 million before 2030. I read that today. We could stop the spike proteins. This is really cool about chlorine dioxide. If somebody was vaccinated, we could stop the spike proteins from attaching to the ACE2 receptor in the body. We could stop the blood clots. We could stop the graphene oxide. We can break it apart. Not we, chlorine dioxide. That's another thing why they're trying to stop us. The corruption in the pharma is being found out. They're all about money. They don't care about safety. The corruption of the Department of Justice. In our case, in others, they just hold you, do what they want because they have the guns and the keys. The tax against natural remedies, alternate therapies, crimes against humanity by Fauci. All these things are directly involved in our case, you know? So the answer to Ukraine thing, I think Ukraine is they're handpicking where they're bombing, and they're bombing all these biological labs that are on the Russian border. There are 30 of them. There's over 300 in the world, and this biological thing. So let me tell you something really cool if you haven't heard this before. In Revelation, they talk about they would not cease from their sorceries in Revelation 9:21. Well, that word in Greek is pharmakia, okay? The sorceries they're talking about is not conjuring up spirits, even though that's going on. It's talking about using pharmaceutical chemicals, poisons, and that's what the word pharmakia means, poison makers. They're using that, and they won't stop doing it. And what's the outcome? Pestilence, diseases, illnesses around the world. And this is a foreshadow of what's going to happen in Revelation. They're practicing. The Antichrist is missing. The mark of the beast is missing. Some people think it's already here through the vaccine, through something they're practicing with chips under the skin. These things are happening before our eyes, and it was prophesied over 2,000 years ago. You can go back to the book of Daniel. You can read about this. The first prophecy in the Bible was in Genesis 3:15, where the prophecy of one day, through the woman's seed, a Messiah will come and crush the serpent's head. And all the serpent will be able to do to this one that comes, the Messiah we call, is bruise his heel. And he literally did bruise his heel on the cross, his foot, and when he nailed him to the cross. So as a pastor, I've been all over the world preaching. I've set up Bible institutes, trained men to start churches, and that is my passion because that's eternity. You close your eyes in death one day, you enter eternity. And you know, in the early 1900s, Dan, there was a scientist, I forget his name, and he put everybody that was dying on a bed with a scale. And everybody, when they died, gave up their last breath, completely dead, not clinically dead. They couldn't bring him back. Everybody lost 23 grams. That's the weight of the soul that leaves the body. And in my books, I put in a, if you could find this and put it up, it's a wonderful documentary by a doctor that was an atheist named Dr. Rawlings. It's called To Hell and Back. He goes through six atheists that died, and he brought them back, and their experience while they were clinically dead, what happened to them. I know one of them. He's a pastor in Knoxville, Tennessee. His name is Ronald Reagan. I know him. I preached in his church. But he was an atheist, and the stories are amazing, but they're almost... happened to them when they died during this time period and were brought back, so they were clinically dead but not completely dead as of yet. And so the eternal message, and that's the other book I'm writing about, The Plan of God for the Ages, is needs to be the forefront of everyone's life. It says from Deuteronomy all the way to Revelation, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all the heart, thy mind, and thy soul. And if the world would do this and use the basic Ten Commandments as their guide, moral guide, we wouldn't have the pharmaceuticals doing what they want. We wouldn't have the corruption in the Congress and Department of Justice and all throughout the world. It's sin that's reigning and not God today. And I want to write these books, start getting people to think more about God. Yes, I'm going to continue. When I get out, I'm not going to stop helping people, because it's a wonderful vehicle to show somebody you really care about them when their wife is dying and now they're alive. Their baby's dying and now it's alive. Their husband, their daughter, family member, and we brought them back from death. In my books, you'll see people on deathbeds, and then you see them 6 months later, plump and juicy and healthy. And, The videos that you can watch, I've got over 200 video testimonies on Brighteon and BitChute under G2 Church. G, capital G2 Church. You put them in there, and we have others under MMS testimonials all over the internet. And what brings me a lot of pleasure and peace also is we trained up so many people in a 10-year period, and when we started the church, that it's continuing on. Testimonies are continuing in. There's chat rooms on Telegram. There's doctors that have been trained up. I've done seminars with Kerry Rivera, Jim Humble, and Andreas Gelka in different parts of the world. And we have people on TV in Prague with prostate cancer cured with their doctor. We got 350,000 emails in one day from in Prague, Czech Republic now. Prague's the capital, all over there. We have testimonies all over Europe. People are coming in jail here, and they've already known about chlorine dioxide. Oh yeah, I took that for COVID. It cured me in 3 days. So the mainstream media is squelching this message, and people like you, Dan, and I'm not trying to puff you up, but the Bible says, let another man praise you. Let another man's mouth praise you and not your own. You're doing a great job by standing up to this. Stu Peters had me on the other day. Great guy. He loves God. He had me on, and he's looking into it. Dr. Jane Ruby just had a video on her broadcast talking about chlorine dioxide. Mike Adams has talked about it. Trump talked about it indirectly. I want to get to talk to Kennedy. I want to get to talk to Big Tree, because these guys, they know about it, because I know people that talk to them. I want to get to talk to, other guys that have, like Joe Rogan. I know someone that Joe Rogan admires, taught him how to fight MMA. Pat Miletic, he's a friend of mine. He takes chlorine dioxide. He's trying to get me on there, but he's being blocked, because we're very controversial. Remember what happened to Joe a few weeks ago?
Sure.
When he mentioned ivermectin.
Yeah.
But good, he's getting more guts, I think, to say, hey, this is true, I'm going to speak it. Don't we have the freedom of the press?
Well, brother, let me just say this as we gotta end this thing. Let me just say this. You're my hero. And every morning, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Central Time, I'm part of a prayer meeting that's online, Facebook online, and your name comes up regularly, and we pray for you and your sons, and we want this whole thing to be ended and ended with complete vindication for what you guys have been through. But one thing I promise you is we are going to continue to stand with you in this fight against this evil. And we're doing it by putting factual information out there so people can learn the truth. Here's what we're going to do, and I'm telling you and I'm telling all of our listeners that are listening in. There will be a story that will go up within the next hour, and the title of the story is going to be simply Mark Grennan. And what we'll do is copy all of the stuff from the December 11th show and that story that day with all of the links and everything, including specifically the Give, Send, Go spot and link to Give, Send, Go. You can give to Mark. You can give for his family. All of their income has been stripped by our federal government. No speedy trial, no bail, sitting and rotting in jail. Mark is in Bogota, Colombia, and they won't even extradite him to the United States to face trial for these things that are alleged. Mark, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. Thank you for being a true patriot and a patriot of the kingdom of God at the same time. We have your back, and we're praying for you, and you have an outlet anytime and every time here at Truth News Network.
Thank you, brother. I just want to say this one thing. Your prayers mean more to me than $1 billion, and we're not only fighting for ourselves, we're fighting for the people that are going to come up behind us so they won't be abused by doing the things that we're doing or similar. God bless you guys. We love you, and I'll be talking to you soon.